heaven. West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place.
That was Take Me Home, Country Roads by John Denver.
Very kindly requested by Roy from Malden. Thank you so much for calling in, and I hope you've enjoyed listening. We're taking over from Marissa and Jenna, who were the show right before us and also happen to be friends of ours. Don't interrupt me, Marissa. I'm talking.
I just wanted to graciously thank all of our audiences for enjoying the transition between my show and the next.
Exactly.
We also hope that you're enjoying the very warm weather outside. It's a little humid. I'm sweating.
Says the girl from a tropical country.
But this is Celeste and Emily.
Yes, hello.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Woohoo!
Woo!
I'm very excited.
Should we talk a little bit about the format of our show that we wanted to do today?
Yeah, I would love to. Why don't you start us off, because you actually originated the idea, and I can fill in how I interpreted it.
Sure. I've been thinking about how different kinds of music and songs have accompanied me through different periods of my life and also helped me to do certain things. Mm-hmm. And I often have this idea that, like, this period of my life or this accomplishment was brought to you by this particular song.
Interesting. Like, you've seen it as, like, enabling, like, those experiences or XYZ.
Yeah. So it could be anything from, like, this today, my run was brought to you by Beyonce, or, like, my assignment was, like, brought to you by.
Yeah.
So the prompt is just brought to you by,
mm-hmm.
and it was supposed to be a reflection on, I guess a reflection on songs that have been really transformative or that have really helped in many ways. It could be done in many ways. And I think the goal of this is also really to just go through songs and tell little stories about them.
Yeah, I love this. Yeah. I was very excited actually when you proposed the idea and like we fleshed it out, because I think that so many songs just like strike me so viscerally in that way. So it's very exciting.
Yeah, how did you interpret this, or do you want to give us a little teaser of
I definitely have some songs that I really remember, for example. Yeah, I don't want to give it away, but also I have songs that just like very much bring me back to a specific time or place very immediately, and especially if it's related to popular songs and it still comes on, like I will, yeah, very immediately be brought back to that place. So I think that's something I think about a lot, and I have like definitely my own catalog that I keep on a playlist of like songs that have these memories for me.
Yeah,
I've sort of been like, it would be so fun if there was some sort of like visualization of songs with memories in terms of place and like location too, which would be really fun.
Yeah.
But that's way too much tech for me to learn how to do something like that. But that would be fun. So someone make that for me.
Data viz. Skill we all wish we had. Well, I don't know what else to say. Yeah. We've introduced it. Really. Thank you for tuning in again, and I hope you enjoy what comes up.
Yes. For sure.
Yeah.
Is there one that you want to play first, or?
No. Why don't we just roll with it?
Okay.
Something. Shuffle it.
Shuffle it?
Shuffle.
Oh, okay. Okay. I see. Okay. Here we go. How do you shuffle?
So that, very briefly, that was my first tattoo, and as well as my first troublingly failed 6-month-long relationship that wasn't really a relationship, brought to you by Mitski's Once More to See You.
Wow.
That was a lot to contain in one sentence.
That was a lot to contain. Did you have, like, find the song during this period or, like, after?
During this period, and also because we both really liked Mitski. And my first tattoo being an image of, like, a sunrise and sunset. It could be either one. And the line from the song that goes, in the rear view mirror, I saw the setting sun on your neck. So it's a very melancholy song.
Yeah.
Why did we start on such a horrible
Why did
note?
The Spotify gods bestow this as the first one?
The shuffle gods added in for me today. So auspicious start to this exercise.
Auspicious start to this miraculous serendipitous exercise.
And we have more coming up. I think I personally feel like keeping things brief and vague.
I like
that energy. I don't know how you feel.
Yeah. I am on the same wavelength.
Okay, we can just tell each other stories in between that the audience can't listen to.
Okay, great. So I'll just play my selection next. Yeah. All right, so that was Bring It On Home to Me by Sam Cooke. And the really amazing memory that I have with this was my house last year, junior year. And it was a really warm fall day, like late September on a weekend, I think also a Sunday. And we had all the windows up and out and open in the house. And then there's a family across that was like washing their car, like doing something. And they just started like blasting this song. And it was just so sweet. And especially where we used to live had a ton of families in that end of the street. So it was like just a really beautiful weekend morning with all the I feel like commotions of everyday life, but in a really pleasant way. And then this song was just like facilitating the whole thing. So it was really quite nice.
Yeah. How would you put that in a sentence? Like blank brought yes. to you by Bring It On Home.
Humid laziness brought to you by Bring It On Home.
Humid laziness. Yeah.
Yes.
That's the vibe.
That is the vibe. Yes.
Wonderful.
Would you like to select next?
Coming up next, a surprise.
That was Solo Atlanta Cowboy Concert brought to you by 80s Mercedes by Maren Morris.
Solo Atlanta
Cowboy concert. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. I know.
I like that a lot because solo, Atlanta and cowboy are nouns that have become adjectives in sentence.
Oh.
Do you see what
I mean? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I see what you mean.
Anyway, that sounds very exciting.
Yeah.
Can't wait to hear the story.
All right. We'll see what comes up next.
There's a silence. this is where I leave ya. Sitting in a palace covered in gold inside my head. This is where I see ya on a bed of roses when I wanna kiss your silhouette. This is where I leave ya. Sitting in a palace covered in gold inside my head. This is where I see ya on a bed of roses when I wanna kiss your
Queer Awakening, brought to you by Palace by Hayley Kiyoko.
Amazing.
The line, this is where I see you, sitting in a palace covered in gold inside my head. It's a little weird, but it's very cinematic.
Yeah, and it has very much a cinematic sound, which I really like.
Yeah. So, Palace by Hayley Kiyoko. Oh,
wow. Amazing.
Nice.
Shall we?
Roll.
Yeah.
All right, that was Unrequited Love at a Pajama Party by, what was the song? Oh, I Want to Dance with Somebody by Whitney Houston.
I love that energy.
It was such an energy, such a mood.
I want to dance with somebody who loves me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really ironic, frankly, when we were dancing to it. And then I was like, yeah, thinking about the lyrics. I was like, this is very like, yeah. And then a couple weeks later, figured it out. It wasn't going to work. And here we are.
Whitney really let you down there.
Yeah.
She really had you thinking.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Play the next one.
Here we go.
was Summer Boxing in New York City, brought to you by Let's Dance by David Bowie.
Wow.
Which is called Let's Dance, and I think the cover art of this album or this for the song is has like boxing related things or boxing related imagery. Anyway, I spent a lot of time in a boxing gym listening to
this.
Did
you? So they played it at the studio, and
yeah,
then?
They did, and it was fun. Like we were supposed to box like and like have a rhythm. So
yeah,
it was really fun.
Have you been in touch with your old coach recently or
no? I haven't. It's just a shame.
She's so cool.
She's really great. Anyway,
love it. Okay. Field Hockey Pump Up Songs by Higher Ground by Tonight, which is between Hudson Mohawk and Lunas.
That's not what I expected you to say.
Really?
That was really exciting.
Yeah.
The mental image of you getting pumped up before field hockey. You know?
I know. I feel like it's a life that I don't talk about with my friends currently, like the fact that I played field hockey for 4 years.
Yeah. No, I can just imagine you being like really badass and like looking angry and then this song is just like...
Yeah, you know. Yeah. It was always really fun when we had, especially away games, and we would like take our like giant green buses to like school, other independent schools that were like our longest place was like 3 hours away, and like, yeah, and then obviously we were like on the bus for like 2-3 hours, and so we would have to like play pump up songs in the last like 15-20 minutes to get everyone like you know, woken up and all that stuff. Yeah, so it was fun.
Yeah, good memories.
Good memes. Yes.
Okay. Coming up next.
Coming up next.
Commutes from commuting, I guess, from home to work over the summer.
Oh, okay, yes.
Brought to you by Stay For A While by Gibbs.
Sorry, I thought you were saying the name of the song. I was like, Celeste, that's not the name of the song.
Why are you trying to correct me?
I know, I apologize. Wait, can you repeat it? Because I feel like I interrupted it.
Yeah. Emily, you really ruined it. That was Commutes from Home to Work over the summer, brought to you by Stay For A While by Gibbs. And I really, that song is just a very good commuting song because it has a really strong bass and like the kind of ping pong noise of it. And
yeah.
So, and I commute, like when I commuted, I was taking the subway all the time, and it was very calming.
I like how you said commutes. It just is not a word that I feel like, because I commute as a singular.
Yeah, I felt pronoun. Weird saying that. That's why I changed it to commuting. But now I don't.
I like commutes. It sounds like its whole own thing. Commutes.
Okay.
Just keep on saying.
All right, let's carry on.
All right. Okay. That was First Friend Breakup, brought to you by The One That Got Away by the Civil Wars.
I could tell from the energy of it.
Just, yeah. Yeah. We were just talking, me and Celeste were just talking about how, about emo songs.
The topic of
beauty. Oh my gosh.
Okay, no, we're not talking.
Okay,
sorry, we're not talking about
I do have a song that's related to that. That'd be really funny, but I don't know if I want to play it. Anyways, yeah, and I was like, a lot of the songs I feel like I have memories with are very upbeat songs, but then, and then I remember this one that I played a lot when I was going through my first, like, friend breakup when I was growing apart from a friend my last year of high school, and this song was actually playing on the radio as I was waiting for my first, like, counselor therapy appointment, when I was, like, in the, like, waiting room office, and this was just playing on the radio, like, on the, like, radio, like, manual radio machine that they had there.
Wow.
Yeah, it was very timely. And I liked the song. I just remember, took a mental note of the song, but then I definitely remember.
Yeah, no, it becomes weirdly apt.
Yes.
I guess.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
The one that got away by the Civil Wars.
It's a great... Also, that band is so great, and they're not together anymore, which is quite sad because it's very emblematic of their name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the story of it. Okay.
Cool.
Coming up next.
Thank you.
That was Quarter Life Crisis, brought to you by I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For, by you too.
But you're not...
Well, I'm not in my quarter life, but I could be.
Yeah, oh, the symbolism of the quarter life crisis.
Yeah, or rather, maybe quarter life crisis is not the term, but...
The feeling. I don't want to negate the feeling.
The feeling.
Actually, explain it more.
Of not... of still looking, but... Also not being sure exactly what you're looking for.
Yeah.
And because of that, not being able to find it.
Yeah.
So there's like a double uncertainty.
I kind of like the way that you just said it, because it's sort of like the way that you said it, because it's also not like a pressure to necessarily like have something to to be looking for, but like to be like, I don't know what I'm looking for. Yeah. Because it feels a bit more relaxed to me in a way, the way that you just said it.
Yeah. Should we do, well, just a quick revision, I guess, for people who are tuning in on the later half. We've been playing songs, I brought up the prompt of brought to you by, with the idea of like, this are time periods or moments in life that were facilitated by certain songs.
Mm-hmm.
And so like Quarter Life Crisis, brought to you by I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For, by you too.
Yeah.
What's an example that you really liked that you played?
I played a song, Bring It On Home to Me by Sam Cooke. So that was like Humid Laziness brought to you by Bring It On Home to Me by Sam Cooke.
I'm really feeling the humid laziness right now. It's pretty humid out.
It is pretty humid out.
And this is Celeste and Emily, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I think you can play a final song and then we can sign off.
Yes. Sounds good.
There must be lights burning brighter somewhere. Got to be birds flying higher in a sky more blue. If I can dream of a better land where all my brothers walk hand in hand, tell me why. Understanding sometime, strong winds of promise that will blow away the doubt and fear. If I can dream of a warmer sun where hope keeps shining.